Edutainment Learning is powered by Academica Virtual Education and Collegia TV. For more information, visit www.edutainmentlearning.com.
Awesome. Hello, everyone. I'm so excited to be speaking with you all today. My name is Shayla Pierre, and I am the Director of Social Impact here at Roseman University College of Medicine. So what do I do? I have the exciting work as the Director of Social Impact, as our office sits in the Office of Community Health Innovation. So our medical students do something pretty unique and cool here at Roseman. And it's that they go out into communities that are medically underserved. And during their career in medical school, which is 4 years, they're assigned a family that they're working with. And so my role is to make sure that the students are engaging in communities through our household-centered care model, and that they're also participating in different community events. And so why do we do that for future doctors? We do that because we want our students to understand that there are these factors that impact someone's health outcomes. And those factors are known as the social determinants of health. They impact our health outcomes so much that 88 to 89% of our health outcomes are related to these social factors, like housing, food, nutrition, and income. And so my role is to manage this office and getting the students out into communities.
So can you tell the kids a little bit about the Genesis program, and where can they learn more about Roseman University and the Genesis program?
Sure. So our program, we're located here in Clark County in Las Vegas, Nevada. And so we are a part of the medical school here, and our program is about household-centered care. And so what we do, if there are members of our community, whether it's an individual person or an entire family, and they need help with finding a doctor, accessing food, access to different nutrition programs, our work is to get them connected and paired up with a community health worker. For those who don't know what a community health worker is, those are health professionals in our communities that can help members of our community access better quality of health, whether that's helping them find a doctor, resources. They pretty much lock arms with our members and help them to achieve better health outcomes. So we're located here in Las Vegas, Nevada. In order for someone to be referred to the Genesis program, we get our referrals from community partners. So think about other nonprofit organizations, government agencies or municipalities like the city of Las Vegas. They can refer their clients to us, or we refer to them as members, and we assist them at no charge. Our ultimate goal is that we want to see our community be a lot healthier. And so we do that by assigning these members to a community health worker and eventually a medical student.
One of the things I love about your guys' med school is that someone who's not a doctor, obviously, and I know we have some kids that might want to go into nursing or medical or doctor. One of the things you don't think about is the whole social side. How doctors should be talking to patients and talking them with dignity and all that kind of stuff. Can you talk about where did the idea for all of that come from? Because this seems very revolutionary. I've had friends go to University of Michigan med school and all these different ones, and it's like they don't have these programs at other places.
That's such a great question, and it's so true. When we think about medical education, you know, let's say, you know, 20, 30 years ago, social determinants of health, we weren't really talking about it, let alone sending medical students into communities. And that's what we're doing here at Roseman. So who pioneered this amazing work? And that's our founding dean, Dr. Joe Greer, and the dean of our office, Community Health Innovation, Dr. Luther Brewster, who really pioneered household-centered care, where the model is to assist every person in a home, right? Regardless of blood relationship, right? And so that is a model that we first launched at a different institution in South Florida that is still running this day, sending medical students out into the community. And so what Dr. Greer and Dr. Brewster ambitioned to do was to change the landscape of medical education, in how we train our doctors, Our doctors are so incredible. And so the place that we really need to tap in is into medical schools, really teaching future doctors how to work with a social worker, right? What are some of the things that you need to say? How to work with your nurse? And the ultimate goal is that you want to have patients that have better health outcomes. And we do that by having this holistic approach that we have here at Genesis, where we're sending out interprofessional teams to provide care. And so we're really proud about the work that we did in South Florida and what we're doing here in Las Vegas. And so with Roseman, we will be the most prepared institution in this region to work with high-risk communities. And so we're doing that through programs like Genesis. So for our students that are listening, that are thinking about, hey, I want to become a doctor, or I want to be a nurse, or I want to be a social worker, programs like Genesis and models like this are for you, where we're showing future professionals that in order to have a healthier population, we need to get at the root cause of why people are getting sick, what is happening in our communities. And a lot of this is closely related to social determinants, and some people refer to as social drivers of health. You know, all which are the different factors that can impact your health. When we think about being healthy, it's not about just going to the doctor. It's about all the environmental, social factors around you.
Yeah, that's interesting that you talk about the different social factors. Do you guys, one of the kids messaged about this, do you guys use that for measuring efficacy? How do you guys measure efficacy when it comes to delivering those services? Oh, I got you, buddy. I got So how would you go about measuring efficacy when it comes to delivering those social services?
Sure. Yeah. I think, you know, what's important for us in terms of efficacy is making sure that our members are resilient, right? And so when people talk about, you know, what are our ultimate goals and what we're doing for our members, it is that so that they can be a lot healthier. And so we make sure that the way the model works is that when someone is coming to our program, we're asking them about their most urgent needs. That's where we're starting. Because often for the members that are referred to us, they have high need, high compounded issues, substance use, mental health, needs around social determinants of health. And so we're meeting them where they are. And so we're asking about what urgent needs they have, and our community health workers are urgently working to address those needs. And so they are you know, referring them to other, social service programs. So we do have partnerships with roughly 148 community partners here local and actually throughout the state, where we can refer our members to receive services. And so for members that are part of the Genesis program, our community health workers are making contact at least once a month. Sometimes that's a little bit more frequent, just kind of depending on the need. If you have someone that may be unhoused, or if you have someone that is dealing with intimate partner violence or something that's a little bit more immediate, we're talking to them a little bit more often. And so a lot of our work is driven by technology. We have our own proprietary app. It's our WellUp platform. And that is the technology that we use to manage our household members. And so that is where all of our assessments and data, all of the information regarding the members that we're working with, where it's found. So we have a high-tech, high-touch model. Great question.
There's you have an emphasis obviously on equity and social justice, and I'm passionate about very similar stuff. What inspired you to go down that path?
Yeah, it's a wonderful question. For us, really starting at the top with our leadership, Dr. Joe Greer, he often talks about how the medical profession is, xenophobic, sexist, and all of these different things that we want to change, and we're starting here at Roseman. And so I think the first place to start is with honesty, is to say, hey, these are the realities of healthcare and medical education. Especially from our lens in Genesis, we're working directly in communities. We're, you know, front facing. So we're working in communities that don't always have the best experience with healthcare, and we're trying to change that. So I mentioned starting off with honesty. And so it's like, hey, these things have happened in medical education and healthcare. What are the things that we're going to do to address it, right? And not the fluff stuff. So I can say firsthand, being a part of starting the medical school here, is watching our curriculum team and our team over in the Office of Access, Opportunity, and Collaboration have equity top of mind, and ethics, and all of, you know, these things, and putting them into the curriculum and the way that we're introducing them to the students. And the students are hearing from faculty. But what I appreciate about Roseman is that they're not just hearing from our clinical faculty. We also have faculty appointments for members of the community. So just imagine an executive director that is providing service, LGBTQI services, or that are providing services around mass incarceration. We actually invite them into campus or through virtual sessions, and they're talking directly to our students about these populations and what they need to know as future doctors. And that's been, you know, really changing for our students. Not just something we've done at Roseman, but at our previous institution, where the students are here directly from service providers and what they can do different. What's so important in education, and what we, if we want to see something different with our professionals, we have to start while they're in school. And so that's what we're doing. We're having these conversations about equity, around justice, around ethics, and there's such a time as right now, with so many things going on in our local community, in our state, around the country, and around the world. We want our students at Roseman to know that we're not shying away from these conversations, but we want to come together as a community and have that, you know, have the conversation together with our students. Really great question. And just like you, Ralph, I'm super passionate about this. Out in the community, we see these impacts every single day, the impacts of inequality in our healthcare system. And so the, you know, this can't be just something that we see. We have to have things that we do around them. Just to give some examples, here in our Genesis program, we collect data around sexual orientation and gender identity for our members, so that each member in our program is able to access healthcare, is able to feel seen and heard. And so that's the position that we take, is making sure that we are showing up for our members and getting them quality care.
Well, thank you for answering that. It's very detail oriented. And we have a question from Ludovica in Italy. Ludovica, you had a very good question. Go ahead and ask.
Yeah, I wanted to ask if is it emotionally hard to work directly with community and see people who are struggling?
Oh, Ludovica, thank you so much for that question and for being here from Italy. I had a beautiful opportunity to be there, such a beautiful country. The work, when we think about compassionate care, it's not always easy, right? We're hearing about, you know, we're working with people when they're facing some of the toughest time of their life, whether it's an eviction, whether it is domestic violence, whether it's immigration. And that can be a difficult task. It's so important for us here at Roseman that we prioritize wellness, not only for our team of community health workers, but that we, you know, reinforce this with our faculty and staff. And so Roseman has done such a great job of having resources here on campus. As a community, we often have, well, not often, every week, different wellness activities. And then within our office, where we have our community health workers, we have different wellness activities, check-ins, a process. For example, if a community health worker, they come from a home visit and it just feels really heavy, we have a protocol to address that, like a buddy system. But again, you know, it's, you're front facing. And so you're in someone's environment, right? When we think about the work that we're doing, we're not in a hospital setting. We're not in a clinic. We are literally in someone's space, in their territory. And so we honor that. We respect that. We listen. I think Ludovica is the most important thing, without judgment. In this capacity, we're providing care for them and we're educating them so that they can make the best decision on their care. But oftentimes it's not easy, but we do have wellness practices within our team to make sure that we're okay. And I really appreciate that question.
That's great. We have two more questions that we'll let you go. This is from Sarah in France. Sarah, your second question. You had a really good question. Go ahead and ask that.
Okay, hello. Which skills are most important to work effectively in community health programs?
Oh, Sarah, thank you so much for calling in from France. I'm so excited to have you. And so, skills that are so important for this work, I would say adaptability, right? Things are constantly changing for us, Sarah, whether that's things in our local government or federal. Right now, it's no secret we're dealing with like a government shutdown. And so that means that the resources that we are used to accessing, they may have changed. And so the skills that you need to have are around like adaptability, knowing that we're in a changing environment and we need to find other solutions because there is someone, whether it's an individual or a family, a senior or a child, that they're waiting on us to find a solution for them. So we have to get creative. So it's about being adaptable. The other thing I would say is a spirit of teamwork and collaboration. I would be remiss if I didn't mention innovation. That's our office. You got to get creative, especially in these times. So adaptability, creativity, innovation, and I would say critical thinking as well. That's a great question.
That's a wonderful answer. So, I know it's getting kind of late for our Eastern European kids. So, with that, we always ask this one last question for all of our guests. So, Shayla from Roseman University and Genesis program, what kind of advice would you give to these kids as they go off into the world and figure out what kind of paths they want to lead?
I love that question. Thank you so much. I would say be bold and curious. Do not limit yourself. I don't think any of you on this call or those that are going to watch this, no one is thinking small. When we think about whether you're in Eastern Europe, you're somewhere in the Caribbean or here in the States, there are problems everywhere, big and small. But I'll tell you this, there are so many people dedicated to a solution, and you all are a part of that. So I would say to you, think about that one cause that feels really passionate to you, education, housing, food, and make a difference in that space. We don't have to wait for local government. We don't have to wait on anyone. The magic is inside of you. So to young people watching this, I'm telling you, the change starts with you. Be bold, be curious, and make an impact.
Well said. Well said. So before I end the meeting for all, can we all say thank you to Shayla Pierce? Thank you so much, Shayla, for all you do for the community, and thank you for taking the time to talk to us. Thank you.
Thank you so
Thank
much to all
you.
the students,
Thank you.
Kayla Pierre, and thank you for supporting to see more of the things that we're
Thank
doing.
you.
Roseman Genesis is where you can find us. Again, that's Roseman Genesis or rosemangenesis.edu. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.